This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian officials accused Russia of violating a ceasefire on Friday aimed at evacuating scores of civilians trapped in a bombed-out steelworks in the city of Mariupol after fighting thwarted efforts to rescue them the previous day. Mariupol, a strategic southern port on the Azov Sea, has endured the most destructive siege of the 10-week-old war, and the sprawling Soviet-era Azovstal plant is the last part of the city still in the hands of Ukrainian fighters. UN brokered evacuations of some of the hundreds of civilians who had taken shelter in the plant's networks of tunnels and bunkers began last weekend, but were halted in recent days by renewed fighting. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky described the blockade of Mariupol as torture and said if Russia killed civilians or troops who could otherwise be released, his government could no longer hold peace talks with Moscow. Ukraine's president also lamented the lack of medical services in occupied areas, AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
In the east and south, the situation with access to medical services and medicines is just catastrophic. Even the simplest medications are missing. President Volodymyr Zelensky made the comments in a speech delivered at the Brave Ukraine charity event in the UK. Zelensky went on to say almost no treatment was available for those suffering from cancer, and insulin for diabetics was difficult to find or non-existent. He also said there were no antibiotics available. The Ukrainian president said during the course of the war, the Russian military had fired more than 2,000 missiles into Ukraine. He said the destroyed or damaged infrastructure includes nearly 400 hospitals and other medical facilities. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. The third Ebola patient in Northwest Democratic Republic of Congo has died, the World Health Organization said on Friday. The latest fatality in an outbreak first reported last month. The 48-year-old man was the most recent confirmed case in Congo's 14th Ebola outbreak. Health workers started Ebola vaccinations last week and have since inoculated over 350 people, of which more than 250 were contacts, the WHO said. The first case was reported on April 23rd, and a total of three deaths have been confirmed so far. Congo has seen 13 previous outbreaks of Ebola, including one from 2018 to 2020 in the east that killed nearly 2,300 people, the second highest toll recorded in the disease's history. The last outbreak, also in the east, infected 11 people between October and December and killed six of them. America's love affair with the lawn is getting messy, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The lawn, that neat green weedless carpet of grass, is an anachronism, say some, even a threat to the environment. The water, the lawn chemicals, the lawn mower, the gas-powered leaf blower. Okay, so if you don't have a lawn, what do you have? Well, some people have what they're calling eco-friendly lawns, seed mixes you can buy with native grasses that aren't as thirsty or finicky. Other people are mowing less and putting up with the dandelions and clover. Still others are trying to replace lawns entirely with garden beds, including edible plants. But a spokesman for the National Association of Landscape Professionals says lawns are still the mainstream choice. He says people want neat outdoor spaces for relaxing, playing, and entertaining. I'm Rita Foley.
U.S. regulators are strictly limiting who can receive Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine due to a rare but serious risk of blood clots. The Food and Drug Administration said Thursday the shot should only be given to adults who cannot receive a different vaccine or specifically request J&J's vaccine. The decision is the latest restriction, which has long been overshadowed in the U.S. by the more effective from Pfizer and Moderna. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian officials accused Russia of violating a ceasefire on Friday aimed at evacuating scores of civilians trapped in a bombed-out steelworks in the city of Mariupol after fighting thwarted efforts to rescue them the previous day. UN brokered evacuations of some of the hundreds of civilians who had taken shelter in a steel plant's networks of tunnels and bunkers began last weekend but were halted recently. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.